to Victoria, and the opposition has referred Premier Jacinta Allan to the state's anti-corruption watchdog. It comes as fallout from the Big Build corruption scandal continues, where an estimated $15 billion of taxpayer funds reportedly went to bikies who infiltrated the CFMEU. Speaking to media yesterday, the Premier reiterated her concerns about misconduct.
I have been clear for more than 2 years now. These reports, and some of them I do want to be careful because police are investigating and we shouldn't cut across that very serious and important work. But there has been examples of extreme and violent behaviour and I've been clear of that.
That's the Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan. James Newbury is a Liberal MP in Victoria and the state's Shadow Attorney General. James, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
You've referred the Premier to IBAC, the Independent Broad-Based Anti-Corruption Commission. What personal responsibility do you believe she has on this issue?
The Premier, when she was then Minister, reportedly intervened in a dispute between the union and another company. As a result of that intervention, the CFMEU's preferred company got a particular contract for a level crossing removal project a job, and since that company has been charged with serious financial crimes and police allege them to be corrupt. So allegedly, had the Premier's office not intervened, that company that has since been charged would not have got that job. So it is very, very serious a set of allegations. And sadly, since these allegations came to light, every time the Premier's been asked about them, she said she hasn't even bothered to check her records.
The Premier has apologised for the cost of this Big Build scandal to taxpayers last week. Is that sufficient until voters can make up their own minds in the state election in November?
I don't think she actually did apologise for that. I do accept that she said sorry for something. When questioned, she couldn't actually explain what she was sorry for. I think the only thing she's sorry for is the fact there's an election coming and voters think that she's responsible for the worst corruption scandal the state's ever seen. I don't think she actually has apologised for anything specifically, which is the point. The only way we will stop what is occurring is through a royal commission and getting tough, which is what we're proposing to do if we're elected.
What do you believe misconduct around the Big Build has cost the state of Victoria?
Well, we've seen obviously reports of at least $15 billion up to $30 billion. So we don't know, but we need to understand why, which and the full cost, which is why we've committed to a very strong Royal Commission. But the purpose of the Royal Commission isn't just to find out the cost. We want to also chase down the money. We want to chase down criminals and chase down money. And you will hear the Premier say police are investigating, but we're yet to see anyone convicted of anything. I mean, this is just like hotel quarantine. We're yet in Victoria, in the biggest corruption scandal this state's ever seen, to see anyone convicted in any way for anything or any money come back to the state that has been corrupted. I mean, everyone is getting off scot-free.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast and you're hearing from James Newbury, Shadow Attorney General in Victoria. Moira Deeming has accused a former opposition leader and fellow MP Matthew Guy of assaulting her. A police looked at the footage and said no offence could be detected. The Liberal Party was set to disendorse her this week, but now she's launched legal action effectively halting this. When you're trying to hold the government to account, how damaging and distracting is all this to the Liberal Party and your chances to take back power in November?
Well, this is a matter before the court, so of course you'll understand why it would be inappropriate for me to comment. But that in no way detracts from me working 7 days a week, as is the rest of my team. We are going to make sure that Victorians understand the importance of this election. They understand that corruption is infesting the state. I mean, I often say it's the worst example in our state's history, and I think that that's probably an accepted fact.
So if all this is going on, why is the Liberal Party involved again in infighting and legal cases?
Well, I wouldn't characterise it that way. You've referred to one particular matter relating to one particular person, and that is a matter before the court. So, of course, I wouldn't comment on that. But you've asked me about my day job and what we are doing as a team. Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing.
No, I didn't ask you that.
Whether I'm focused. Well, I'll tell you I'm focused, and I'll tell you what I'm focused on.
No,
I'm
asked if it was damaging and distracting to the party's chances of taking back power in November.
And I'm telling you, every single day I am prosecuting what this government is doing wrong, because Victorians need to know, and we need to fix it. We need to clean up this state.
If this Labor government in Victoria is as bad as the way in which you're characterising it, why has the Liberal Party been unable to throw this government out at the ballot box?
Well, because the election's in November. I mean, you can't throw a government out
over several years. The Labor government's been in for some time. Why has...
Well, the big bill... I mean, if you're talking about corruption and the big bill...
No, that wasn't what I was asking again.
But if I can give you an example, the issue of corruption and the big build has come to light over the last couple of years. So since that time, the first election to occur is in November. And I think that the state Labor government's going to be wiped out.
Before that, on issues of COVID and so on?
Well, my view is this government's been a bad government and shouldn't have been elected in the first place. Of course, I've never voted for them. But
why is the Liberal Party unable to win elections and get Labor out, who've been in for some time now and faced criticism for their handling of the state's economy, issues like COVID and now Big Bill?
Look, firstly, we live in a democracy, so everyone has a right. If you're saying to me, should the Liberal Party be elected at every election forevermore, I agree with you.
Not what I'm saying.
What you're asking me is, should the Liberal Party have won every past election?
I'm asking you why you've been unable to do that.
What I'm saying is, in a democracy, different parties win over time. I am hoping that at this election, Victorians realise the need to clean up this state, which is exactly the argument that we're putting, because it's time to fix this state and to clean it up.
Given the scale of funds involved, how important is it, in your view, for those who may have been involved in corrupt conduct and other possible offences regarding Big Build, how important is it for those people to be brought to justice?
Well, that's exactly why we're holding a Royal Commission, because we want to make sure that they are held to account for what they've done. And as I said before, no one yet has been. No one has been convicted of anything. I mean, in Victoria, if you are a criminal, this is the place to be, because you are never going to be held to account for anything. And on top of it, you're going to get bailed before you're let off scot-free. It is a national embarrassment what is occurring in this state.
James Newbury, thank you very much for making some time to speak to me on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
James Newbury is a Liberal MP in Victoria and the state's Shadow Attorney General. Radio National Breakfast contacted Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen's office for an interview. We did not receive a response.